Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am so excited to be with all of you today. I know time is flying. Before I even begin, I want to say I am so excited that Mercury is going direct. It is definitely an awaited event. I think this is a pretty long one, so I'm sure you're all having a bit of a sigh of relief. And if not yet, you will shortly, I promise. I think that full moon was pretty exposing, for a lack of better words, as well. And I definitely am excited to answer a lot of your questions today in the chat room. It is August 11th, 2025. I've been pondering, which makes me a little more edgy. And of course, I want to share a little bit before we get going into your questions. But I'm laughing because I woke up at 5:40 a.m. and to a phone call, of course, my darling mother, who loves to call me with 911 all the time now, as she's into her 80s and definitely, unfortunately, showing it somewhat. So we have her under good care, but it is kind of funny because I don't know, you know, at 5:40 a.m. I'm usually not available. And so I, you know, you don't hear these things, you know, so it was really funny. So I woke up to that New York voice and happy to say she's okay. But in the meantime, it is a way to wake up that no one really wants. So I'm thinking to myself, goodbye, Mercury, have a nice time. And at the same time, it really brought back like a flood of memories and really, really, I don't know, for some reason, I go back into like when I was 4 years old and I start this whole big process. So I had my Mercury moment, you know. And in the meantime, I started wondering because it was really all I can do to not be snappish and feel like, what can I do at 5:40 in the morning, 1,200 miles away? You know, I wanted to go there, right? And instead, I was like, God, why are you so black and white all the time? And I started thinking about the shades of black and white, the shade of gray. You know, how does it tie into our responses or our habits or our intuition? And what do we, and how do we want to really analyze all of this? So I started thinking about the incorporation of, as an intuitive, Christine Dumaurier. I want to say good morning to you. Thank you so much for being with us. Chris, of course, everyone knows, is a one to listen psychic advisor. And if you don't know, you do now. So we're welcoming her, as well as Terry Campbell is also in the chat room this morning. Terry is a one to listen psychic astrologer, and we're happy to have her. C.A. Brooks is with us today, also one to listen psychic advisor. I want to say good morning to everyone. And thanks so much for the love and support. I also the reason I'm shouting out to you guys too is because I'm sure you understand where I'm going with this, and that sometimes our intuition works as the colors of black and white, and it's a fast response, and it's a that immediate instinct, that just knowing where you blurt it out of your mouth and you just go, and those are usually the moments somebody says, how do you know that? Or why did you say that? Or something's come out of our mouths before we even think about it. And it's such a black and white scene, you know, it's like, boom, we can't, that's just how it is. And then in other moments, I feel we take that shade, those shades of gray, and we take that moment and we process it and we try to figure it out a little bit before we're actually speaking it, or we're actually able to share where it's coming from. And those are the moments when somebody may say to you, wait, what are you thinking? What are you doing? Are you here? You know, and that's the process of really incorporating the layers and the levels of what you're maybe intuiting, or, you know, some of your clairs, and the, you know, some of the activation may take a minute because you are dealing with some of the layers and the deeper energies. And so I've been thinking about all of this as an intuitive and as a psychic. And I want to say my psychic energy is black and white, and my intuitive energy is more of a shade of gray. And I'm sure you all have and possess the same type of skills, the same type of talents, gifts, blessings, sometimes curses. I'm teasing. Definitely teasing on that one, guys. But you, I think you all understand what I'm saying. And so in our psychic time, or perhaps our intuitive time, and our spiritual moments in our lives, we have these responses just like we do in our physicality and in our real time. I see all of you. My heart goes out to everyone. I see that you're saying you miss your mother, and I love that. And I hate that for you, but I love that you're sharing your feelings, and please continue. And it actually is very, very sweet that you are able to express yourselves here, and I always welcome that. So thank you for that. And my heart goes out to you for sure about that. And it actually reaffirms what I'm, I guess, what this my real story is about. And it's that I was realizing that our psychic intuition, our energy, and all of this, our spiritual lives and in our moments of being on another plane against being in our physical reality, I think sometimes it's so easy to cross over. And so it's no different though in our physical lives. And this morning, of course, I wanted to say, what the heck am I going to do at 5:40 in the morning? And, you know, I wanted to snap, and instead I went into that shade of gray for a moment, and I took my time, and I was like, breathe through this, you know, try to just find out what's happening. And so I was able to really process and in a short period of time gather enough information to try to help, and now we're already great and ready to go for the day. But she's in great hands, and it's happened many times recently. So I think patience is a virtue, and I think that a lot of this becomes a trigger when we feel we can't help, or our hands are tied, or maybe we need more information. And sometimes in your everyday occurrences, especially now with Mercury going direct, I mean, honestly, I think because we still have that Leo energy full on, I think that we have to remember that our patience level, or perhaps our reaction time I want to encourage you to go a little bit into those shades of gray momentarily, because sometimes we have to gather more information before we respond. And so I think that that's a good reminder, and especially in this upcoming week. And I also believe that we want to get to the bottom line really fast, but take your time, because I feel like it's very important. And I also gathered a little bit of a conversation in the last few days. Somebody had said to me I'm going through this thing back and forth about, I always study different religions. And so no matter what, you know, when we have a little bit of knowledge about a lot of different things, we want to respect and acknowledge everyone's belief systems here, especially at One to Listen, you know. And when I get online and I start seeing people, you know, maybe use certain belief systems for excuses or pity parties or whatever, distraction, you know, whatever that may be, no matter what our belief system is, there are also layers of this. And this is also that shade of gray where we could say, blame, you know, right to the religious factor of blaming the devil or blaming the demon or blaming whoever, or, you know, God's not taking care of me, or this one's not doing that. And we go way out there and we start thinking all of this stuff and making all of these excuses for not feeling taken care of in this way in our spiritual lives. But the reality is, in our physical lives, what is actually happening that is causing these things? How did we play a role in some of these things? And what can we do in real time in our physical existence? What can we actually do from a practical standpoint to make things better? And so again, going into all of these layers, all of these shades without blame, without shame, without any kind of, I want to say nonsensical excuse, because there really aren't any excuses. And so what kind of consequences are we actually existing in? That was, if you really take a moment to breathe, instead of going black and white, it's this one's fault, it's that one's fault, or whatever it may be. Or, you know, somebody's attacking me, somebody's putting a curse on me, somebody, it's always somebody or something, or we're blaming God, or we're blaming the devil, and we're doing all of these attacking, you know? And so I think what it is, and we say, oh, it's a spiritual test. The reality is, are we really being spiritually tested the way we're telling ourselves we are? Or is it just a practical knowing of how we really exist day to day by looking back to the physical reality of being here as well? Because in 2 minutes, yeah, those guilt-tripping religious beliefs, that's right. In 2 minutes, we may be able to tell ourselves and show ourselves, in even by taking one tiny action, why this doesn't have to be the case anymore, and we can instantly correct it. We could just take responsibility for our actions. We could be less immature about our responses. We could be less guilty about anything that we were taught. And, you know, it's not 40 years ago anymore, you know? And we sometimes mask the reality of what we've been through because we bring in that spiritual life that we all love so, so much. And we forget that we're still, you know, our feet are on the ground, I hope. And so I think the reminder here is, with the Leo energy, with Mercury going direct, I think we can make a little tiny change here and there just to not, you know, kind of avoid, I'm sounding counterintuitive now, but we want to avoid some of that blame. We want to avoid some of that shame. We want to avoid somebody's out to get me, whether it's God, the devil, the this, the that, you know, or point our fingers at anyone else who believed in something so different. There is good in every belief system, and I cannot stress that right now enough. And so with that being said, I hope you guys get a little more into some of those shades of gray out there so you can really process and take on as much as you can and really start to value and appreciate the differences in a physical reality in your daily lives and just really move on from there in a much better direction, okay? We have to incorporate all of it. It's like a discipline. It's almost like a daily discipline. What's your discipline? You know, what do you feel dedicated to? How are you going to take that first step or last step or whatever steps in between? Instead of, we're using this as an excuse, we're using that as an excuse, we're kind of getting off the beaten path here, you know? And so I'm going to come to the room now. Thank you for listening to my rant. And if you take those 2 minutes to take that action step and during this time, you are going to be so much further ahead, you know. Okay, somebody just said Colette Baron Reed always says, stop sitting in your dirty diaper. Yeah, that's very good. And it's definitely, we don't want to talk about dirty diapers with Shelby around listening, but... And I know he's listening today, but hopefully by now sound asleep with mommy. But in any case, you guys are right. It's like all of these things that we really have to incorporate. And so I love that. Mark Husson is in the room. Mark, thank you very much for your support and for being here. And yes, always nice. Serena definitely has my back. So we're grateful for her. Now I'm going to come over here. We are over on YouTube. If you are here listening for the first time, I would really appreciate you liking and subscribing. And we're going to try to expand on that shortly. I'm looking forward to coming on with you guys Very, very soon. I'm just promising you it'll be this year. That's as best I can promise, but you just never know, okay? I want it to be a surprise, so there's that. All right, Kelly, good morning to you. And Annika, I'm going to come back and start at the top of the room. Lynn, I love that brilliant, sparkling light. And I, Randy, Renee and Suzanne, hello. Kelly and Kelly. Okay, Nadine, thank you so much, Jane. I love what you're saying. Jean and Annika, I'm going to come to you first. Patricia, Maureen, good morning. All right, everyone. And Marie, Denise, lots of love for all. And let's get going here. Tara, you too. It's nice to see you today. All right. Now, I'm going to start up at the top. I could tell. Now, often we have, again, you can differentiate, where's your information coming from, you know? Where, what did I just say? Annika, you're first. Okay, then we'll come back. Kelly, I'll come to you next. If you have time, my 1.5 year relationship, which you had predicted back in January 24. Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. Let's take a look. My gut is saying no already. But now that, again, coming into that black and white, boom, I'm a no. But let's take a look at the layers, okay? I'm going to take on some shades here. And ponder the shades of gray before we really think about it. And you know, sometimes we just have to take a step back to be able to go forward. And I kind of feel like somebody's pulling. There's a lot of pushing and pulling. I can literally see cords of pushing and pulling, the two of you, you know, almost so like where I could see your hands getting, you know, scraped from pulling and pushing. So some of the dynamic of this is also this type of energy. So let's take a look. It's, you know, the retrograde just ended. I mean, somebody's having a difficult, no, it's definitely not over. I'm going to go with it. I don't believe it's over at all, and I feel like there's going to be some movement. I also see some travel coming up ahead. Oh, a lot of communication, number one. I pulled the Eight of Wands energy at the outcome. First, of course, there's a lot of rhetoric. There's a lot of steps that are going to be shown and you take. I see communication. I feel, you know, sometimes with this energy, it's very Aries-like, and I'm thinking about Saturn, Neptune, and Aries retrograde, I believe, still. Terry, maybe you can correct me on that, but I do feel a lot of energy around the Aries personality for some reason. It's part of this dynamic. Okay, definitely push-pull, yeah. So what I'm thinking is, and the reason I'm saying Aries is because it's the fastest moving sign. It's the fastest moving energy I could think of. And I feel that sometimes we are rash. That's what we have to be careful about when we are so black and white, is that rashness. You know, where is it going to go? That's the opposing side of things. And then also at the same time, if we look at the shades of gray, we think about the wishy-washiness of the connection. Meaning, sometimes everybody's in, sometimes somebody's out, sometimes somebody's not in, sometimes somebody's in, it's this way. So we have all of the shading here, right? So you have karma together, I know that. You've been in past lives together probably 6 times, I want to say, or more. I do feel you have a very familiar feel of each other. I feel like, and I also see some, now when I say this, I'm not specifically accusing anyone of this trait, but there is a little green-eyed monster, and I do believe that little green-eyed monster can come from either yourself or from him from time to time. And I also feel, and I say him, but I feel that I really want to say it's a catch 22 because I feel like somebody projects and somebody picks up on it. And the reality is there's a little bit of that going on. Maybe even a little, I don't want to say gaslighting. That's a very serious accusation, but I'll stay away from that for now. But what I'm saying is there, I think because sometimes we, you know, it's normal human behavior to get a little jealous of each other, or perhaps there is some of that coming into the picture out of fear from the past or something like this. And somebody's having a hard time letting go of the past. And we do this in connections. And a year and a half is kind of new. We don't really know each other fully yet. We don't have a grasp on the full nature of the connection. It's a little new. And so what I want to say is you're coming back together. I also want to say don't push, because you know what's going to happen. So pull it back, sit tight. I see some travel. I see a lot of movement within the next 2 months. I just don't think it's over. I think you guys have done this before, this back and forth for a moment. Like, it may not be so big, but I definitely feel that. Yeah, for sure. And I do think there's going to be a lot of talking things through. He's quite jealous and wants me to show my love. Okay, you got it. I could tell. Okay, there you go. I think you're going to have some good communications, and I also feel you will. You know what? You're a free spirit, honey, and I know you really are, and you're an amazing woman, and they are traveling, and they're going separately. Okay, there you go. I see some of this, but it'll actually... My hunch is it's not over, and it's probably going to be what brings you together at that time. But I also feel these things, just like I was saying about the excuses and the blame and the shame and the this and that, and, you know, somebody's not taking care of me, and blaming everything under the sun except ourselves, you know. So I think coming to terms with some self-awareness will be great for both of you. And I believe, and I'm talking about your guy, you know, I'll say he's your guy still, because I'm not getting that permanent breakup energy. So let's see how it is. Okay. Going forward, I think you're going to come back and you come and let me know. I don't think it's over. And see, look, we have to decide, we ask ourselves something, and this has happened to myself and many others that I know every day. It may come up, but it comes down to the bottom line. Do you want to spend your life without this person, or do you not? Because sometimes we feel like running away and starting over, or, you know, we know what our deal breakers are. Now, this is another thing, of another layer of black and white or shade of gray. When it's black and white, you know what your principles are. You know what you're going to tolerate or what you're not. And some things are black and white. But for the most part, with somebody that you love and who loves you back, you're going to sit there and say, okay, do we really see ourselves without this person? I would answer no for you. I just don't believe you do yet. And I say yet because we don't know forever and ever from this point forward yet. And that's the truth. And so we have things we have to work through. But I think you guys have a good amount of time under you to try to work this out and see. I just don't see it to be over at this time. Okay? I think there's some more to go. And I don't see an end. I would say it. Okay, I hope that helps. Okay, let me see who's next now. I told Anne Marie, I'm glad you're here too. She said it's a situation. Her mother's 92. Thank God she has a sister. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you're here. And yeah, it's a very interesting dynamic. And the generational differences are so obvious, you know. I just can't believe it. And then you start thinking about yourself and your own children, or, you know, nieces, nephews, perhaps, whatever it may be, whatever children, you know, you have influence on. And you really realize how different it is from where we were to where we are today. And it's pretty funny how it all shakes out. But yeah, more shades of gray, right? Okay, now Kelly, let's take a look at you. Jean, I see you also. So let's take a look. Patricia, good morning. It's so great that all of you are here today, and thank you for sharing your hearts. And I'm definitely excited about the psychic energy. And I also know, and this is another funny thing, sometimes I say this too, and I admit it. I say my spirit's getting agitated because I really do believe this is where it's coming from, my spirit, right? But maybe it is just myself and physical, like in our reality, you know, I might get agitated or one can cross over, or we have to really look at, okay, where is this coming from? So, you know, check your judgment at the door, you know, put your baggage in the closet, whatever you need to do. You know, focus on what's in front of you. And it's so easy. It takes a minute to physically clean your space, whether it's using any of your tools, whether it's a short prayer, a short meditation, your sage sticks. I love rose water. I like to spray with rose water or sometimes at night lavender. I have this huge addiction to scent right now. And so between my bathroom and my kitchen and everything in between I have all of these crazy things you can imagine, or probably can't imagine, that smells like something different. And I don't know why. It's just my time for that. It's a phase. But, I think it's really funny that you guys can tap in to correct something in 30 or 60 seconds or 2 minutes, and we as humans forget. And so, especially in this season, it's easy, fast. The sun supports you, for sure. Okay, now, let me go into Kelly. She says, what is new for me in August? It does feel better when we cleanse our space, you know? Instead of sitting here going, oh God, it feels so cruddy in here. I got this, I got that. Oh, wave your magic wand. It's over. But we're all thinkers and we're all analyzers and we, you know, we ponder and wander and wonder and woo-woo, you know? And really, it's just, we're physical bodies. And so we use that to our advantage, I hope. All right, let's take a look here. Kelly. You know, I think you have a little spice to you coming up ahead. When you say what's new, I feel like you know, we go through phases and we get our feelings hurt and we kind of take it personally, and you're not doing that anymore. And I don't want to say it's never going to happen again, because never is too far. You know, we can't tell. I'm just telling you, in this next cycle, you are going to be as strong as an ox. I am not kidding. You have a lot of clearing and healing around your financial abundance, and it's going to grow. And I also feel like your worthiness is on the rise, like within yourself, and that looks really good as also. The Wheel of Fortune is definitely present, and so is your psychic intuition growing. I love that. You know, when we grow in our gifts, we grow in everything else, because it all starts there. And I love the energy of that. And I feel good about you growing in this way. And you're going to get some intuitive hits also. But you know, you get that psychic tongue. And sometimes you're like, wait, did I say that? I think you're going to do a little of that also. So you have to be a little careful. I see some celebration. I see some joy. I see anxiety, though, around others. And I feel like we have to remind ourselves that we are not responsible for other people's stuff, that we can assist and keep a healthy space. But also, I think you're learning this too, because I feel like, you know, you need some new energy as far as people showing up in your life. And I feel very, very strongly about this. So this is what's coming in your next cycle. The spirit of generosity looms, and it also coincides with your second house of what I'm looking at around this, the strength energy, and you really building some strong foundation and expecting and deserving more. Not only the spirit of generosity doesn't always have to do with just financial gain, it has to do with abundance in so many ways. Your health, your relationship energy is going to shift because I don't think it's been that great lately. I feel that you've learned and you are in process of learning not to take things seriously or to heart, you know, where it's really not about you. It's about sometimes the other person as well. Even though we are told to look at ourselves when these things happen, you're going to start attracting more and better energy as far as your relationship life goes. If you have a feeling about something or someone, I do not want you to ignore it. I think that's part of the magic and surprise around August. You're going to be deeply, deeply in tune. And I do hope that helps them. Okay. Let's just pull one card for you for to manifest something this month. And it is the Six of Wands. So the Six of Wands invites you to take different pathways ahead. And any pathway you choose, you get to choose yourself, you know? And it also reminds you to be youthful in your process and not take life too seriously. But at the same time, you have different avenues. You could take this road, that road, the highway, the slow way, the, you know, rickety way, whatever you want to do to get to a goal. That's the universe is opening this to you. And it also says to keep your options open. Very important. More is on way. Also very important. You don't have to be black and white. Like we said, keep it some shades of gray right now. And I do hope that helps you. Okay. That's what I want to say. You know, our happiness, we get so hyper-focused as humans also. This is another thing. Hello, Lois. Good morning. And Anne, nice to see you back again. It's so happy that you're here. Thank you. I want to read this too. Speaking of, I'm saying hi to Lois and Anne. It says the witches, the patriarchy was trying to erase were the healers and the mothers with their mama magic and Mother Earth's healing processes. And this is very true as well. And so now we have all of these amazing abilities to really incorporate with wisdom everything that we've learned over time. And I think that we use it to our advantage. And as humans, we forget, but you know, we have access to all of it, you know? So I love that. Now, All right, let me see. Now, where was I? I just said 82 things at once. You could tell that Mercury is direct. And you guys have to remind me where I was. Who did I say is next? Kelly Jean. Okay. So Kelly, I hope I'm on a need for new scents for my spaces too. I love that. Now, my bathroom has these two baskets and I keep changing the soap thing because I keep getting attracted to this scent, that scent, this scent. I have like scents galore in the bath as well. And some really, really cool little bath items. I think finding our joy in the simplest ways is really what we most often forget, just like clearing our space. Pamela says she definitely learned how to get out of her head and tell it to shut up. I love that too. I love Anne-Marie myself as well. She says, Mom, me, and my younger daughter, all women in that generation with the same challenges. They definitely have them. There's no doubt. Lemon verbena is what I'm using. Very good, psychic woman. I am using that as a spray right now. And actually today, that's what I'm wearing. So that's pretty funny. So I love that. Okay, let's see. Now, let me go back to Jean because she was at the top. And then Serena, I see you. Thank you. I'll be there in a moment. Where did you go? Stuff is shifting.
Let's take a look. I could tell my puppies are getting a little ready to come out over there. They're in the room. I can hear them scratching a little. All right, here we go. You know, Gene, the first thing that they're showing me now is water. And I see a body of water, but I'm also getting more water. So I think hydration is good too. So to keep up on that, you know what I mean? I hope that helps. All right, here we go now. You're definitely going through a transformation yourself. I feel like anything that was of trouble, like whatever you've been going through that's been difficult is ending. The difficulties are ending. I also feel there's a masculine energy. I don't know if you're dealing with someone day to day. There's somebody around that is very, very good coming up ahead. I think it's a mentor, Gene, or a teacher or something like that. Somebody that's helping coming up ahead. The masculine energy is very strong with this person, as well as, I know this sounds crazy, but if I want to take it, it's like a counselor of sorts. I don't know if you have any friends like, I know this sounds like far-fetched, but no, I'm saying like priest, pastor, minister, leader, teacher, guide, any of these people like this. Like there's some kind of contact or connection with someone. You may just meet some interesting person walking down the boulevard, you know, something. But no, I really feel like there's a strong vibe around this. So my hunch is, and this is how I want to read into this, my hunch is that you're going to attract somebody, a new teacher, because something in your life has ended. And honestly, I get that vibe of being protected by people on the other side, ancestors, things like this. But in the real time, you're going to attract a new teacher and, you know, something that you need to know, something you're going to get a grip on, like really sink your teeth into. Really, it's all about you ahead. And I love that. And I feel very strongly about that. And so, let me just see something else. Also, yeah, stuff is definitely shifting. Okay, so there you go. You said it. I pulled the transformation card, first card. So I know it's like out with the old, in with the new. Now, sometimes when we're in this space, Ms. Jean, whoever this teacher is, it's going to give you some like, listen, don't take this seriously. I'm kidding when I say this. Online thrills, you know what I mean? But I mean this in a teaching way. I mean this in a, you know, a joyful way. I don't mean that like, you know, that other stuff, jokingly, but in any case, so but it might be somebody you follow online. I'm thinking of one of the teachers, you know, I'll even use Louise Hay for a lack of better, you know, she's a female version, of course, and passed on now, but You know what I'm saying. You're going to really sink your teeth into a leader or teacher like that. That's going to feed you information that you need, and you are going to learn and grow in this new space. And things are going to shift very quickly. And so I do hope you embrace some of this. And you know, the other thing is, you're filtering what you no longer need and who you no longer need. There's something about that as well. And, you know, somebody may say, " You're definitely going into new terrain. I hope you feel this because I certainly do. Now you're going to be on. Now, of course, if this person has not emerged, I have a lot of interesting people who are now crossing over, but because, you know, it's been many, many years, I have some really cool, like, you know, master teachers, leaders, maybe even, you know, a pastor, a priest, whatever. I follow a lot of different people, but in a very private way. And so for you, maybe you'll meet this person online because that's how the world is today. And at the same time, it could be somebody in your local community you connect with. And I love all of this, and I hope that helps, okay? And you come back and let us know. Meanwhile, I see some health care and definitely taking care of yourself in that way. And you know, sometimes, you know, when our moms used to say, you know, if you curse, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap kind of thing. I think that I am talking about your oral health, like your teeth, your dental stuff, your like just really fresh update, upgrade, this kind of thing. They're showing me a little bit of that too. And no, we don't have to wash your mouth out with soap because I have a hard time thinking that you're not a saint, but it's kind of funny. In any case, I do feel really good about that too. There's like definitely some upgrades coming that affects your whole body for the better. So I love that. Okay. All right, now let me see who's next. We're going, Carrie, where did you go? Because I did tell Carrie. Good morning to everyone coming on in. Jim, hello to you. We have a couple of, I have a return listener who, okay, my sisters and I are taking our 83-year-old mother home for the last time to Maine in September. You told me to check back before we left. Okay, let's take a look. We just want to know that we will be safe and it'll be a good trip for our mother. I like September better than August. All right, I think we're close enough to take a peek. This is that shade of gray, you know, if I say, okay, the difference between the black and white and the shade of gray, and really incorporating it. I think last time I was a matter of fact, black, come back later, you know, and this time we're definitely going to look at the layers because I feel like it's time. You guys are making me laugh. So far, so good, Miss Carrie. Oh, yeah, this is going to be a great opportunity here. The only thing I want you to do is watch her musculoskeletal body. Like, you know, you're going to have to take some breaks. I know you know all this already. This is the only concern I have. Everything else looks fantastic. It's like a 9 out of 10, you know, because I do think she'll slow a little bit, but that's okay. That's good enough. I mean, that's fantastic. You're going to have a great time. I actually get a little 10 energy too, meaning it's going to be a 1 out of 1 in 10. You know, the 10 is the best. But for the most part, overall, I think as long as you keep a watch on her, I feel some gentle weakness in her back and her knee, you know, maybe one knee more than the other, but maybe even both. But let's just take it easy that way. I definitely feel this. So much so that, you guys are going to have a blast. You're safe. You're clear. Have fun. Just remember what I said. Rest her, you know, cause she's going to want to go. Listen, this is what's so funny. And I adore I worked in geriatrics for a very long time, and I volunteered for many years when I was young. And I had a couple of, the bottom line is I love the elderly, and I embrace them, and I appreciate that aspect of our lives and this kind of thing. And, you know, it's crazy because you're saying she's 83. It's harder to keep them down, these 80, like the generation of women, you know, like we said, it's hard to keep them down. So it's like, how many more times you want to stick that foot in the door to try to have to help them get back up, but they just keep on ticking, you know? And so it's funny. I hope we have that zest and vigor and, you know, really get into it when we get that to be that age. But they have to be reminded that they're not 30 anymore. And I think that's important here. But you guys are going to be good. You can relax. I see a little anxiety coming from you, and you don't need to be anxious, okay? Just take it. You can relax through it and enjoy, all right? There's something very empowering about this trip for all of you. I know this deeply, and I hope you have a great time. Okay, now. Definitely a challenge. I mean, to keep our parents safe, and you know, because I don't want to use the word controlled, but sometimes, you know, we have to, okay, here, moderated, we have to moderate their energy so they save some for later and not go overboard. All right, she'll be super happy, and so will you. All right, you guys have fun. Oh, I hope I see you again before that. Okay, one more time, Carrie. Okay. All right, now let me see. Jackie has something important to say here. And she said she's been working on her self-worth. And recently, many experiences have showed me that I may be going backwards. I understand. I always say we don't want to give up. We want to kind of give it up. And with the recent retrograde and Mercury, you know, we're just having that shift today. I think it's very important to recognize that this is a temporary step backwards, almost like we're going up the steps of a ladder and we're elevating our position. And I feel we climb that, say we have to paint the ceiling, and this isn't just an analogy, and we're climbing the ladder, and we don't want to really forget to look behind our shoulder, because if we do, we may get too cocky and we may get up there too, and we may fall down. And so, or have a crash, or something could happen, or we spill the paint bucket, or, you know, and we want to like really take matters into our own hands by looking behind our shoulder and really remembering that it's okay to have that backwards motion for a minute, especially in the retrograde season, because that's what it teaches us how to do. Take that one last look so we could get rid of it once and for all, or perhaps take that one last look so we could tweak what we're really experiencing, and to remind us of, because you're saying, oh, what if I'm slipping? What if I'm, you know, there's nothing here to give. You can give it up to a higher power for help. You could give it up to something bigger, and knowing you're supported by the universe to continue to do your work, because sometimes, damn, those little voices in our head go, oh, you're not worth it. Oh, yeah. You know, are you sure? You know, oh, somebody's showing you an insecurity that you have, or you're not as great as something that you, you know, expected. So your little ego gets in there, and all these other things can occur. Now, we're up the ladder, we're on the fourth rung, we take a look back, and we're going to the top. And so this is just what you have to consider to make sure you don't fall down and go boom, you know. This is a very good way to do it. And these are natural steps backwards, or that we feel go, you know, like we say, we may be taking a look in the rear view mirror, which we don't want to get stuck in because we'll hit the side of the road or fall off the road, right? We want to take a look quick back, make sure nobody's behind us, coming up, crawling up, you know, behind us. And then we want to continue to move forward. And I believe that there's no giving up here. I feel like it's going to be a natural progression. You don't have to try. You don't have to do anything different. You just have to recognize that you are going to continue continue to move forward. Hey, this is not like a race to the finish line. You know, this is like the ups and the downs and the turns and the curves and this, or it's that, you know, you got to get that ceiling painted, but you don't want to go too fast because you're going to hurt yourself. And so it's okay to take a little step back, and especially in Mercury retrograde, it kind of happens as we are human, and working on our self-esteem and our self-worth is the most difficult thing we can possibly do, but it is the absolute best gift we can give ourselves. And we all have insecurities that no one knows exists for the most part. So this is basically your battle a little bit with you, you know, and your experiences. And here's something. What can you give yourself as a gift to overcome what's happening? Because you're saying my experiences are showing me this, you know? I think sometimes, and we were just talking about the tests, how sometimes we're saying we're being tested. This is just here for you to overcome this challenge and just continue. And you're not alone. We all work on our insecurities from time to time and our self-worth. And people who are empaths, like all of us here, and it seems that we have this more often than not because we're so used to being the giver, not the receiver. And so I think that's part of what's happening. And when we have boundaries, we feel awkward about it because we don't really know how. Or we say, oh gosh, am I going to get punished for having this boundary, you know, because we're convinced that we will, because it's okay for 50 other people we know to do it. But what about us? And so then the guilt, then the shame, then the fear, then what if this person doesn't like me? And we do all these things. We self-talk it down, you know, you're doing just fine. And I have a feeling you're going to go more forward. Sometimes we take a step back to go, you know, you go up to the fourth rung, you look behind you, you're not going to fall, you know you're safe, and then you're going to fly up to the ceiling and get it done. That's what's next, okay? I really, truly believe you're going to be okay. You're going to have a couple of dreams that are going to come and show you this as well, all right? And I do hope that helps. Now, if I missed anything, Tiffany, I have to be really short and sweet. I'm going to just say this. I say it's time to go. It's good. I'm a thumbs up for sure. That was just definitely a black and white statement, but we'll come back next week and share more. I'm good with the timing of it. And we'll take another look or a deeper look. We'll get into those shades of gray next time. Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you so, so much for being here today. Happy Monday. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Happy Mercury going direct. I cannot wait to see you tomorrow over on whentolisten.com. We have our reduced rate day where our fees, you know, they change frequently. The computer generates different rates all day. So it's really fun to take a peek. And I love being with you on those days. So we get in the groove, you know. So I'll see you next week. Serena, thanks for being our producer. Bye, everybody. Lots of love and hugs to all. Thanks for being here. I'm so grateful.